Good morning. You listen to PortDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Melissa Minahan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Envista, responsible for Stainmaster and Antron. And I have Delia Passy, who is the founder of the Women's Choice Award. You ladies doing okay today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show with me. The big news is that Stainmaster has won the 2013 Women's Choice Award. We'll get into more specifics in a minute. For the sake of our audience, I thought it'd be good to for introductions. Again, Melissa, you are Vice President of Marketing. You have an MBA from Emory University, and you worked for Rubbermaid before joining Envista about a year ago, right?
That's correct.
And Delia, you've been a publisher for Women's Mother magazine. You graduated magna cum laude with a major in psychology, is that right?
That's correct, yes, and it was working mother and working woman.
All right, so the news is that Stainmaster had been picked as the winner of the Women's Choice Award. Delia, tell us what the Women's Choice Award is.
The Women's Choice Award is the only award that identifies brands that women highly recommend. Those brands that have the highest recommendation rating among women in the country, based on national surveys, qualify for the Women's Choice Award. And we're just delighted that Stainmaster made it this year.
Okay. Most people need to know this, I think. This is not a paid endorsement. This is not a license. This is actually some research that's been done that's identified Stainmaster as being a brand that women feel comfortable with. Is that right?
That's a very important distinction, and thank you. We are the leading consumer advocacy group for women. Women Certified is women helping women make smart choices. And so when we do our national surveys, we go out to hundreds of thousands of women. Typically, we get results anywhere from 1,200 to 5,000 plus, and the winners are reported on our website and marketed by us as the most recommended and trusted brands in America. No one could pay to get on our site. No one could pay to be part of that award. You need to earn a place on our award.
If you can give us a little bit more details about how Stainmaster was picked, I mean, whether it was an aided or unaided and kind of how the name came up, that kind of thing would be great.
Absolutely. Women Certified has the Women's Choice Award as its consumer advocacy division, but we're known for our research. We're one of the leaders in doing research in the women's market. Our research team went out there and investigated the most, I guess, sought-after or known brands among women. They did the preliminary research, and that's why it is an aided in the sense that we collect the names of those brands that are most looked at by women, and then we go out with that list. In this case, it was 8-9 brands, and we go out and we include that in a survey and say, which of the following brands would you most recommend?
All right, and then one of the things I did notice as I was doing a little research on this is that as you kind of developed your parameters for your research, you actually pulled in the Wharton School, didn't you?
Absolutely. Before we launched the Women's Choice Award and in the formation of Women Certified as a consumer group focused on the women's market only, we teamed up with the Wharton School and did the first ever gender-based customer satisfaction study to understand what motivated men versus women in the buying process and how do you build brand loyalty with that gender.
And so what were the demographics of the, you say women, but are there any more specific details around who you were asking?
We ask anyone from our database. We tend to find the women who either own homes or who rent or have had experience purchasing home products are the ones who are going to take the survey. And that naturally gravitates to your 25 to 54-year-old.
Now, most people have heard of the Good Housekeeping Seal, which almost became somewhat of a consumer protection label. And this is similar to that, isn't it?
We don't do what they do. They basically are a warranty for a brand. So if a brand has a 1-2 year, whatever their minimum warranty is, then they can carry the Good Housekeeping Seals. With the Women's Choice Award, this is completely a consumer recommendation award. This is only based on consumer feedback.
And so what other types of companies are also award winners for the Women's Choice Award?
The Women's Choice Award services multiple industries. We do everything from the America's 100 Best Hospitals to the best in nursing homes to the best in children's and babies. So we are designed to help women, whether they are looking at which carpet to buy or which nursing home to put their parents in. They have a source now in which they can go to and find the very best based on the recommendation of other women. So basically, other women are doing the homework for them by experiencing those brands and then sharing their voice and helping other women make these smarter choices. You know, you have brands like Whirlpool, you have brands like Stainmaster, you have KitchenAid, we have major travel brands. There's hundreds of brands now carrying the award. But the good thing is that when you see the Women's Choice Award seal, you know that women have tried it, tested it, and would stake their personal reputation on it.
Well, Melissa, a couple questions for you. Obviously, you guys are thrilled to get this award. How do you plan to get the word out so that not only the consumer knows, but when the consumer goes into the retail stores that they know when they're shopping for carpet?
Well, first of all, Kim, I just want to say thank you to our aligned dealers, our Stainmaster Flooring Centers. Obviously, we would not be where we are with the consumer and with this woman consumer without them. They are truly a testament to Stainmaster and how successful we've been for 27 years. Because as you know, we've worked really hard to become the most trusted carpet brand, to be the most recommended by women and to gain their loyalty, to be inside their homes, which is their sanctuary, and to have them trust us is just truly, truly an honor. And so we are so, so very excited about this. You know, we continue to put out great products. We continue to focus on that female consumer. I think as a female, this is really exciting for me because we are out there and we do a lot of the shopping, and to have trusted brands is so very important, and we really focus a lot on her. So already in stores this week, some POP kits showed up. There will be banners. There will be POP violators. We'll look to have stickers with the seal on it. We've also bought some digital media. We've bought some print media. We will definitely get the word out. We've had, you know, over 2,000 kits that went out to our aligned dealers. So when anyone walks in a store associate can talk about the difference of Stainmaster. And as Delia said, that Stainmaster is tried and true. It's recommended by other people and other women. So hopefully that will help a female make a choice in a hard category to make a choice in.
One of the documents I've read, you're actually going to do a USA Today advertisement, aren't you?
Actually, the Women's Choice Award is putting out a USA Today full-page feature in August that will mention Stainmaster, so that's really exciting. We will carry featured in the USA Today on a lot of the POP that we're putting in stores, so we're really excited about having that as a testament as well to how well publicized this award is and how important it is. And we're honored to be in a category with some of the other brands that Delia talked about. These are long-standing products that perform well and have performed well for years. And so we're really excited about being featured in an ad in the USA Today with those other brands.
Well, this is big news, and I just want to make sure that our audience heard about it. Again, we've been talking to Melissa Minihan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Invista, and with Delia Passy, who is the founder of the Women's Choice Award, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridelli.net.